The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
He called me vermin! She called me rodent!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It is never a good bet to bet against Joe Biden and this team. Never, ever a good bet.
He is crying a lot. No one likes to hear a grown man cry.
I learned everything I know about how to be a good father from Joe Biden. He is the best father I know and the best role model I know.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Whoosh.
The Congressman Omar,
the
I am so sorry
has expired.
That our country is failing you today through this chamber.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Schadenfreude. Looking it up right now. The dictionary definition. Pleasure derived by someone from another person's misfortune. Another way of putting it, Schadenfreude, is my heart feels like an alligator. It is such a pleasure to see Ilhan Omar booted off the Foreign Relations Committee today, because I thought it wasn't going to happen. They had these three squishes among the Republican caucus who said we can't do to the Democrats what they did to us in the last Congress. Oh, that would be wrong. But McCarthy got him back into line. Again, another good victory, a W posted in McCarthy's column here. And Ilhan Omar has been kicked off the Foreign Affairs Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives for her blatantly multiple anti-Semitic, anti-American remarks over the years. And not to mention the fact that she lied about saying she didn't know what she was saying. You know, I know she was born in a third world hellhole and brought here to the country at an early age, but she's been here for most of her life now, living off the dole in one form or another. And she went to college, graduated college, and I think she majored in political science or international affairs or something like that. I think she should know a little something about, the comparing of Jews and their influence, supposedly due to money. She didn't know that was a little anti-Semitic. But again, the most important thing is they threw off Paul Gosar from Arizona and Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia off of committees when they were in the majority. And so now the Republicans had warned them at the moment they did that what goes around comes around, obviously, and that this could be used against them someday. So now they've thrown off Swalwell and Schiff for off the Intelligence Committee for obvious reasons. Swalwell, because he had a carnal relationship. I like the word carnal. A carnal relationship with a Chinese spy. And Schiff for just being a congenital liar. And probably the most corrupt member of Congress all around. He's been endorsed. How corrupt is he, you ask? He's been endorsed by Nancy Pelosi to succeed Dianne Feinstein in the Senate. Case closed. But so Ilhan Omar, of course, she's a victim now. You know, I don't recall the Republicans screaming and yelling. I mean, they were angry, and they pointed out, you know, that we'll make you pay for doing this to our people. But I don't recall them going crazy like they were just going crazy on the floor of the house when she was taken out. So this is Rashida Tlaib. She's another a Muslim. She's from Michigan, from Dearborn, and she's just going crazy about the fact that. And she's the one who's called President Trump an MF-er, and she's done a lot of really nasty things herself. But she's never gone quite as far as Ilhan Omar. And so this is Rashida Tlaib from Michigan breaking down. A lot of tears today. A lot of tears between Ron Klain. And if you want to know how we've come to this sorry pass in American governance. Joe Biden is the president, Kamala Harris is the vice president, and this guy Ron Klain is the chief of staff, or has been the chief of staff. Everybody's crying. They, you know, I'm crying too, just thinking of these people running the country. I'm crying for all of us. None of us deserved it. Well, some of us deserved it, but you and me didn't deserve it because we didn't.
Because they recognized that some people did something.
I mean, that in itself—that's she's talking about September 11th. Some people did something. Really, what kind of people? What exactly did they do? What was that thing? Killing 3,000 people. Most of them Americans. All of them innocent. But anyway, this is Rashida Tlaib, cut 8.
Congresswoman Omar, in the same week, they introduced a bill to ban federal employees from engaging in censorship. Where are the free speech warriors today? The hypocrisy is obvious to the American people.
The hypocrisy.
You are showing who you all are, really.
Look in the mirror, Rashida. Look in the mirror. Where was the free speech for Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene a couple of years ago? They didn't have any free speech.
Howie, what's that thing you always say about TV? What kind of medium is it?
It's a cool medium.
These
it's
people
cool
don't feel
medium.
Cool to me. Everyone feels real hot.
Yeah, they're you don't yell on TV. Even if someone's yelling at you. I learned this a lot, and I had put this into practice a couple times. Even when people are yelling at you, you don't yell back at them, because if you don't yell, then you're a victim of a bodily orifice, if you know what I'm saying. If you yell back, then it's just two idiots screaming at each other. But she didn't get that. Here's AOC. Now, and again, AOC, remember this. AOC is a white woman who claims to be a woman of color, as Tucker Carlson always puts it, and it's so true. And again, she's claiming basically to be a woman of color here, and she's standing up for her fellow woman of color, this white woman. Okay, cut 9.
As a fellow New Yorker, I think one of the things that we should talk about here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack, except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me because I didn't.
This isn't about somebody did something. This isn't about it's all about the Benjamins. This isn't about calling Israel the only democracy in the Mideast, our only stable ally in the Mideast, an apartheid state. 860 Omar and Tlaib sound like mental patients and like morons. In other words, they sound like their constituents, is what you're saying, 860. You know damn well that all three of them are going to be fundraising off of this tonight. if they're not already fundraising. We're just not on the email lists. And, you know, I'm surprised Ayanna Pressley from Dorchester didn't get into the fray on the floor. But this is good. I mean, you can't have double standards. If they are going to throw Republicans off the committee, off of committees, then they have to expect to be treated the same way. I know. You know, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, Ayanna too, and Ilhan Omar, they've all been treated with kid gloves. They just check the right boxes. They just go on their way. They don't have to answer to anyone. But, you know, hey, let's get back to equal justice under the law. Equal justice under the law. I feel good. This is a good start to the Republican control of at least half of Congress. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think your mouth issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you out with your dental issues? When you think of prioritizing your needs for 2023, put yourself and your health first. There's a reason why people say have a healthy, happy new year. Health is number one. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can as well. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
Dope. I
want to
do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Officer Mark says it looks like somebody did something to Ilhan Omar today in Congress. Yeah, 218 people did, as a matter of fact. And, you know, 978 says Omar hasn't been hauled into court to try to prevent her from ever running again like they did with Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's another excellent point. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally may be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie, monetarygold.com/Howie. Now, today on our Cape Cod station, Ed Lambert had a poll question. He raised it as an issue. I wish I'd thought of this first. As you probably know, Congress has been balking, or the administration has been balking at allocating the billions and billions of dollars necessary to rebuild the two bridges over the Cape Cod Canal, the Sagamore Bridge and the Bourne Bridge, despite our supposedly very powerful and influential all-Democrat congressional delegation. So it was suggested today on Ed Lambert that maybe they could convince the Democrats who control the Senate and also control the executive branch to approve the billions for the funds if only we would name the bridges after the proper person. I said to myself, that's a great idea for something to talk about. I may even be able to get a column out of this down the road. So that's going to be what today's poll question is. Jared, what's today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
To get D.C. Democrats to approve money for new Cape bridges, which woke Massachusetts people should the bridges be named after?
And pause so I can explain who some of these people are in case people don't know.
The fake Indian.
You know who that is. That's the senior senator. Yes.
Barney Frank / Hot Bottom.
See, that's Barney. You know, Barney Frank was the former congressman, and Hot Bottom was his significant other. Convicted criminal male prostitute that he allowed to operate out of his apartment. Fixed parking tickets for him. See, I like the thing I like about the Hot Bottom is, you know, you have a nice gay couple, and you could also name the bridge the Bottom. It would sound good on the traffic report. Traffic's really heavy on the Bottom today.
Auntie Zatuni / Uncle Omar.
Those are two illegal aliens, the aunt and uncle of Barack Hussein Obama. And they both came to the United States. You know, out of all the 50 states, they could have been illegal aliens, and they decided to be in Massachusetts. I wonder why. Auntie Zatuni was on welfare and in public housing, even though she was an illegal alien. She said God wanted her to be on welfare in the United States, even though she didn't belong here. Uncle Omar was a clerk at a package store in Framingham and was arrested for drunk driving. So I'd say they symbolize the contributions of illegal aliens to the downfall of Massachusetts.
The Perv in the Prius?
That would be Senator James Marzilli of Arlington, the guy who drove around exposing himself to minority women in neighborhoods. And when he was collared in Lowell, he identified himself as Marty Walsh. So it's kind of a tribute to Marty Walsh, though, since the Perv in the Prius used Marty Walsh as one of his aliases.
Gary Studs.
You know, he's the pederast. He's the pederast congressman. I know he has part of the Atlantic Ocean named after him, but I thought we could give him another, given his proclivities and his twisted depravities, he deserves a bridge, perhaps.
And Michael Babysitter Kennedy.
Because I wanted to see, Gary Studs was a pederast. He went after little boys. Michael Kennedy went after little girls. He went after the babysitter. And I know people could say, well, he was a minor Kennedy, you know. But Teddy Kennedy
was a minor Kennedy.
He was going after minors and their mothers, too. But but Ted Kennedy already has the center for whatever it is, the Center for the Study of the Senate and the Immersion Center. And Rose Kennedy has the Greenway. So I figured we'd give another tribute to another Kennedy. So what are I'm going to vote for Auntie Zatuni Uncle Omar Bridge.
Auntie Zatuni Uncle Omar polling at 19% right now. The fake Indian in the lead at 31%. 24% for Barney Frank / Hot Bottom. 14% for Gary Studs. 6% each for Michael Babysitter Kennedy and the Perv in the Prius.
See, people's memories fade as time goes on. The Perv in the Prius and Michael Babysitter Kennedy, they were major headlines over a long period of time. But again, you know, time erases all memory eventually. Okay. I tell you, if the fake Indian wins today and gets the bridge named after, you know it's going to be a la 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 la.
Maybe we could like adopt a highway, give each one of them a mile of the bridge.
This should definitely get them. I mean, I know there's so many. There's so many people that deserve to be honored in the pantheon of Massachusetts politics and crime. But I repeat myself. We'll get to that. So go to HowieCarShow.com and you can vote in the poll question all through the day. And while you're there, check out the cheap bastard deal from yesterday. It's the great deal on the buckets of food, a $305 value from Wise Food, and it's only for half price, $152.50. And it should. It's a really good deal, and we've only got a few buckets left. This is a double bucket for $152, half price. Check it out, HowieCarShow.com, and click on store, and check out all of our other stuff too. 617 Marzilli, isn't he the man with the mouthwash? No, that would be Anthony Galluccio, the guy who claimed that he had flunked the breathalyzer test because there was alcohol in the toothpaste. Harvey's Bristol Gleam, Michelob Ultra Bright.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A texter says, are you telling me they're going to rename the Burn Bridge? The burn, of course, is how the fake Indian pronounced born during the debate. Someone else says, wouldn't a better name be the Liawatha Bridge? That's true. I like fake Indian better, though. And, you know, how about the Pocahontas Bridge? Because it's not in Pocasset, but it's near Pocasset. So you could call it the Pocasset Bridge and the Pocahontas Bridge going over near Pocasset, something like that. Anyway, there's all kinds of Charles Stewart. He knows a thing or three about bridges. I mean, the list here is endless. That's why it's a fun topic to discuss. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4442. Let's see. We'll get back to more of this. Now it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. You just talked about how Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, is the victim now because she was anti-Semitic and she's been ousted from her House committee. Well, there's a new victim in town. Hunter Biden is the laptop from hell victim. And the New York Post has a really good editorial on this, talking about how this is the new tactic from Hunter's lawyers, because they know that when the House Oversight Committee starts to investigate this, they can't claim the laptop isn't real anymore. That's not going to hold up. So they have to say that he's been victimized.
Grace, I read a better word than that. They said that the Republicans have weaponized the laptop.
Well, that goes without saying.
Weaponized. But they actually used the W word in the letter that they sent out. And it says in the contract whenever you turn over a laptop in these kind of situations, and John Paul McIsaac had one of those documents, you know, you have to pick it up within 90 days or it becomes the property of the repair shop.
Yeah.
And he waited more than 90 days. I mean, this is about as flimsy a letter. You know, this is, you know, the old saying, Grace, I use it all the time. You know, they say, you know, in law school, if you have the facts, pound the facts. If you have the law, pound the law. If you don't have the facts or the law, pound the table. This is Abby Lowell, his lawyer, pounding the table.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And when I was reading about how, and, you know, obviously this has been out for a long time, this guy, John Paul McIsaac, he's had, you know, interviews. I think he actually wrote a book about it. But when you find out that he drops off this laptop, he leaves it there, like you said, Howie, for longer than 90 days. This guy is trying to get him to come pick it up. He doesn't even want it there. Then he gives it to the FBI. But he was so smart to make a copy of it to give to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, because I was thinking about it this morning and I said, if he hadn't done that, Howie, we never would have heard anything about this. If it had just gone to the FBI, that would have been it. And so this guy's really a hero. Forget being a thief. He's a hero.
Did you see the story about that the FBI is planning a new building? This is an amazing story.
A new building?
A new building. It's going to be bigger than the Pentagon. They're going to move it out of downtown. You know where the building is now. It's like right around between Capitol Hill and the White House. It's like a stone's throw from the old Trump Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue. And they want to move it outside. They got three locations, none of which are less than like 59 acres. So it's probably going to end up being bigger than it's got to be diverse. I got a list of all the stuff. It has to be sustainable, and it has to be racially inclusive, and all this stuff. It's just amazing, and I don't know how many wings they're going to have for going. There'll be one wing for going after Republicans, and another wing for going after parents who go to school board meetings, and then there'll be another wing of just overlooking all the tips that come in to the
red
department.
Flags. The red flag.
They need a lot more room than they got in the J. Edgar Hoover building on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, I remember when we were talking about the omnibus bill, there was a couple training facilities. I think one of them was going to be named after Patrick Leahy, who's retiring.
And there were stories about that, but I didn't know they were building a whole new complex.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm just looking for it right now to see.
There's so much work to be done.
Oh, it is. It's just amazing how much work there has to be done by the FBI. Fidelity, bravery, and integrity, none of which they have.
And they didn't want to go near this Hunter Biden laptop story. And if this repairman hadn't, you know, made a copy of it, then it never would have come out. And really, Howie, it's amazing when you see all of the video and the photos of Hunter Biden. Like, he's in a kimono, he's in his jockstrap, he's in a scarf, he's butt naked. And he's leaving this laptop. Like, anyone else, anyone with even with a modicum of common sense would first of all be mortified that this even exists. But to leave it somewhere and never go back for it is just unthinkable.
Well, I mean, but there are other ones. Remember, he told the hooker when he was recording one of these things that ended up on the laptop that we did get from Delaware. He said that he thought that some Russians had stolen two other laptops from him. Remember that?
Yeah. How many laptops does one man need? What kind of storage did these laptops have?
That's what I was thinking. You know, if I don't clean out my emails for 2 weeks, I get one of these warnings that I've got 95% filled up. And this guy every day multiple, you know, they got this Marco Polo USA, you got the New York Post, you got all these right-wing websites are coming up with new stuff every day.
And Howie, you know how last week you were talking about one of the old rules is never write when you can speak and never speak when you couldn't, and we all know that one. But you were also talking about how every mic's a hot mic, like that's the way you should operate in life.
Right.
This guy is the opposite. He's like, I want to have that red recording button going at all times, whether I'm smoking or snorting things or in a bathtub or in a bedroom or in a hotel. He missed his calling. He should forget the painting and he should have been in filmmaking because he clearly loves the camera.
How about what he said, one of these latest ones from this week, he's saying, he's basically admitting he has all these classified documents and he's offering to sell them to Alcoa Aluminum for $55,000. I mean, how astonishing is that? I mean, I know he's Hunter Biden, but he's still talking about what amounts to a crime. He's going to take money for classified documents? I mean, not just that he has classified documents, he's going to sell them to a publicly traded corporation.
And his father, according to Ron Klain, is the best dad in the universe. America's number one dad, Joe Biden.
You know, I remember the words of Mike Pence in 2016 after meeting the Trump kids, and he said, you can't fake good kids. But, you know, bad kids stick out like a sore thumb. And all these Bidens, I mean, from generation to generation to generation, they're just like bad, horrible people.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. Hey, Howie, just to bring it back to Massachusetts here for one quick sec, this is a little bit of breaking news. Biden economic advisor Brian Deese to step down this month. I know that it's probably been a while since you've written about Brian Deese, but he does have ties to Massachusetts.
Yes, I think he's from Belmont. Oddly, he did not go to Belmont Hill, the Belmont Hill School, where the Romney boys went, where Rachel Levine went when he was Richard Levine, where Thoroughly Modern Millie, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, went. I think he went to Belmont regular high school. He's like 40, 45 years old, never had a real job. His parents are professors, like SBF. You know, they don't work at Stanford. They work at BC, I believe. He has a little wispy goatee. He's the classic beta male of the Biden administration. Let me guess, he's going to work at either a university or a nonprofit.
It doesn't say here, Howie, but I think you're on to something. What I want to add in is his tweet when he was leaving. He said
he's going to Camelot High. That would be my guess.
He said, it's been an unspeakable privilege to serve the president
of
the United
States. An unspeakable privilege?
Yeah, that's why he's tweeting it, because it's unspeakable.
Unspeakable. Oh, okay.
he said thank you.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's been going to school his entire life, and he's 45 years old, and he can't even come up with the right word?
Thank you for putting your trust in me, for leading us with resolve and integrity, and for your unwavering...
Are you talking to me? I don't put my trust in anyone with a goatee who's never worked an honest day in his life.
I got to say, I don't know how many. I was complaining a lot that there was no turnover in this White House, but between this and Ron Klain's breakdown at the podium, I don't know how many of these retirements I can take because they're so full of emotion. These people are really hamming it up as they exit the door. And it's like you said, Howie, it's not like they're leaving really. You know, they're just going to another version of the same thing.
Right. Right. And is it, by the way, the new chief of staff, Zients?
Yeah, Zients.
Has anyone ever seen Ron Klain and Zients in the same room?
Well, I think...
They look like two peas in a pod.
I think Jeff Zients has a bunch of money. That's what I read. He's like the wealthiest person in the administration. And he used to work, I believe he used to be on the board at Facebook or something. He's got a lot of ties to big tech. Hey, one last thing,
Howie. He doesn't even have a law degree. He's just been in Washington his whole life, grabbing money.
He doesn't have a law degree. Does that make you like him more or less?
I just the fact that he lives in Washington makes me not like him. Whether he has a law degree or not, I don't like people who come from Washington, generally speaking.
So, Howie, one story that you've touched on a lot in your show has to do with gas stoves. And if you remember, this guy, Trumpka, Richard Trumpka Jr.,
yes,
who was appointed the Consumer Product
Safety
Commission.
The son of the former boss of the AFL-CIO. It was a favor. His old man, the Pinky Ring Union thug for his entire life, was dying. So his worthless son got a job from Joe Biden.
Yeah, and he had said that he was on board, that any options on the table regarding gas stove regulation. That's what he told Bloomberg in January. And as everyone remembers, there was a big uproar. There was a lot of backlash from restaurant owners, from just people who like their gas stoves. And so then the Biden administration and Trumpka came out and really tried to downplay this and said, you know, it was taken out of context. That's not what we meant. Well, according to an internal Biden administration memo that was obtained by Fox News Digital, the memo dated October 25th, 2022, Trumpka wrote to a fellow commissioner that there was sufficient evidence for the agency to move forward with a notice of proposed rulemaking to ban gas stoves in the future.
Yeah.
In other words, lying.
Yeah, so they're busted. I mean, we all knew this, but now they're busted. Yeah, now we have Exhibit A in it. Okay, thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just canceled Newsmax. I love Newsmax. I work at Newsmax. I'm here at Newsmax right now in Boca Raton. Now I can't get Newsmax channel on DirecTV or UVerse. Newsmax has been censored. Last year, AT&T DirecTV canceled OAN, One America News. Now Newsmax, the fourth highest cable news channel. But DirecTV still keeps 22 liberal channels on their carriage and pays them a lot of money, a lot of money. And some of these channels have no viewers whatsoever. Vice, Cheddar, Grio. Are you kidding me? President Trump calls AT&T DirecTV's censorship unacceptable. I saw President Trump last night and he was complaining about it. He said he can't believe it. But he could believe it, but he just doesn't know how they get away with it. He's urging you to cancel DirecTV and even AT&T services like cell phones and wireless. Trump says we must oppose woke companies. So stand for free speech. And every day, more and more conservatives are tweeting out about this. Just today, Rona McDaniel from the RNC, Senator Ted Cruz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Lauren Boebert. Everybody's backing Newsmax in this fight. Help out. You can text the word PUSH to 39747. Newsmax will send you the key numbers to call on their petition to stop this unspeakable censorship. Millions are joining to save Newsmax. You should too. You can help fight woke. So text PUSH right now, 39-747. That's PUSH to 39747. Stand with Newsmax for free speech. I am. Act today. Help us out. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in a harp screaming out the wall of nations in a war. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Joining us now is Jeff Cutter, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, and he runs the Cutter Financial Group on Cape Cod, and it's in Falmouth, and also in Florida. And he's here to help you out and to help us out, give us some financial tips. The last couple of weeks, he's been talking about how to beat the millionaire's tax in Massachusetts, which, as we all know, is not just for millionaires. And, Jeff, you've got a great document you just sent me, and it's available to the listeners, a general checklist for change of domicile to Florida in this case. But I guess a lot of these suggestions apply to any state that you want to move out of Massachusetts to, right?
Oh yeah. Yes. Last week we touched base on a few areas. For example, how to file tax returns with this new tax, or things for like what certain types of bonds that we would use, or annuities. But the number one thing that people were really concerned about is being able to move, and I can understand why. You see, Mass used to be a flat tax state for over 100 years.
Right.
Not anymore. You know, and you remember the days when they used to call us Taxachusetts, right? And so Massachusetts did a pretty good job over the years as far as trying to get that that name removed.
That odious label removed. But now it's back. And you've got this list here. You've got this list, general checklist for change of domicile to Florida. Where can people go, by the way, to get this list? Because this is a really valuable list.
Oh yeah, thanks. If you just go to our site, it's cutterfinancialgroup.com. That's cutterfinancialgroup.com. Or if you don't have access, you can always call us here in the office, and that's area code 508-388-7175.
Okay, give me the number again. 508.
Yeah, it's 508-388-7175.
All right, and that's where you can get this list. And you've got a lot of great. I've done a lot of this stuff myself because I, you know, getting the Florida driver's license, all that kind of stuff. You know, don't they have a list, the Department of Revenue in Massachusetts, where if you claim you've switched your state of residence, your legal domicile, they send you a list and they say you have to fill out all this to prove it. Can you get a copy of that list? That would be a good list to put on the website as well.
Yeah, you know something. I'll have a person in our office take a look at that to try to find that. And if I do find it, Howie, I'll make sure that I put it onto our website, and folks can just go to the website and get it.
And you know, Jeff Cutter is here to solve your problems. If you've got some kind of headache you're dealing with financially, whether it's moving or shifting around assets or investments for retirement, he can help you out on anything. For instance, Jeff, we're doing stuff right now. We're going to try to switch around a corporate entity to move it into Florida so we can pay ourselves, me and the mailroom manager, through a Florida corporation. That way we won't have to pay income taxes on it. We're working with our CPA. You are a CPA, so you can handle that kind of question as well, can't you?
So, you know, Howie, we just opened an office, or we're in the process of opening one down there as well, because we're seeing a lot of our clients, we're seeing a lot of people ask those questions. And if you look at Massachusetts, right, we should pay close attention to how these high-income earners respond, because it's the small businesses that are going to fall into this wealth tax. Mm-hmm. And if they withhold investments, then it's going to really hit the Mass economy.
You also got to worry about the estate tax. Give us your phone number again, Jeff Cutter.
Yeah, it is area code 508-388-7175.
Cutter Financial Group.
I'm Howie Carr. Cutter is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through Cutter Insure Incorporated. Cutter Financial Group and Cutter Insure are affiliated under common control but offer services separately. We do not offer tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential for loss. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Information presented does not represent investment advice or a solicitation to buy or sell securities.